producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We should do a special report next week and really spend a lot of time on it and then premiere it here on the radio about proof that the collapse is imminent and engineered, and just show all the top economists, internal reports, declassified reports, preparation for martial law to just decentralize and decompartmentalize the whole enchilada. I mean, I've done it here talking, but folks need to see all the clips, all the documents, all the proof. There's hundreds, thousands of articles and documents as it's prepared. But what you're not being told is it's an engineered collapse. No, that's in documents that are even more high level, that they're bringing in this planetary collapse. That's what's Cloward and Piven and Agenda 21 and all of it's about. Economists, financial collapse will cause civil unrest to erupt in America by 2016. Rampant corruption combined with economic woes to spark revolution. Economist Martin Armstrong, very respected, is predicting that rising resentment against the status quo as a result of economic inequity is likely to cause serious political uprisings in 2016. And they've done everything they can to turn the economy off. It looks more and more like a serious political uprising will erupt in 2016 once the economy turns down. That is the magic ingredient. Turn the economy down, which they're doing now, ending QE3, and you get civil unrest and revolution, writes Armstrong. In making the forecast, economist cites the case of 90-year-old World War II veteran Arnold Abbott, who I want to get on the show, who is being targeted by authorities in Fort Lauderdale for defying a newly passed city ordinance that criminalizes treating the homeless. An example, says Armstrong, of how laws in the U.S. have simply gone nuts, close quote. Yeah, they have. And again, the cops are just enforcing unconstitutional laws. Everybody just blames them, which, quite frankly, I wouldn't follow that order. But then I'd be fired. Well, people should be firing the mayors and folks that are. It's always a nanny state. Well, it's not safe. Are you bonded? Do you have a license to have served food? I mean, give me a break. I'm not operating as a business or a corporation. I could invite this homeless person to my house and give them soup. Oh, no. Folks are doing that in places in Florida. They're saying, no, you can't invite 10 people in. In fact, you can't invite Jews, Muslims, Christians, have been told all over the country, but mainly Christians and Jews. You can't invite more than 3 people in your house for a Bible study. Bull corny hot dog, as one of my friends said when I was a little kid. One of my late friends. He wasn't allowed to cuss because he said bull corny hot dog. It is total baloney. And it's not freedom, and it needs to stop. But again, I'm not even defending the police on this. Just screaming at them, though, and saying, why are you arresting him, does nothing. The law. See, it's a total cop-out. Change the law. Change the law. We, the people, let government get out of control and now get to this point where World War II vets can't feed homeless. And by the way, a lot of homeless are drug addicts, mentally ill, whatever. You can't really help them. But there are more and more people out there that really have given up and are basically homeless, living with their families. And now they're trying to have zoning laws to stop that. Who folks should help is people that are out of work that need jobs. Because the government's tried to make it more palatable and incentivize just going on welfare rather than going out and getting a job. But what happens when you're mentally ill and then your welfare runs out? Well, you end up sleeping on the street. And then we've got all these organizations and groups that are these charities that don't want people cutting in on their business, and they're the ones lobbying to not let private groups or individuals take care of the homeless. And you're talking to somebody who isn't up here tooting my horn, but growing up at Christmas and the holidays and Thanksgiving, you know, we'd go down and Salvation Army, Meals on Wheels, Loaves and Fishes. Everybody in my family is involved in that every year, basically, just because that's what you're supposed to do. Well, we're only a few steps away from that getting phased out. Then what are you going to deal with? So it's definitely a mess. I'm going to come back, go to more of your calls, get the special reports, and I will also announce the winner of the Obola contest. It's all coming up.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Want to kill Nazis?
I don't want to kill anyone. I don't like bullies. I don't care where they're from.
I believe Captain America was a composite character that really kind of captured the essence of that generation. There's another analogy to be taken from Captain America, and that is that that generation and America in general has essentially fallen asleep like Captain America did, as you see him wake up in the second Captain America movie to find that he's living in an authoritarian police state.
For a second day in a row, a group of World War II vets literally took down a barrier blocking off the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Harry needs his barricade back!
Well, you seem pretty chipper for someone who just found out they died for nothing.
Wow. I go protect Iraqis in Iraq, and I come back and I find that my fellow Americans are being attacked by police.
I'm well aware of the danger. I've spent 8 years in combat.
For once, we're way ahead of the curve. By holding a gun to everyone on Earth and calling it protection.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
We're going to neutralize a lot of threats before they even happen.
Death punishment usually came after the crime.
And when they say, "I want my lawyer," you tell them, "Shut up.
Your time is expired.
Don't get a lawyer. You're an enemy combatant."
You guys did some nasty stuff.
Yeah.
We compromised, sometimes in ways that made us not sleep so well.
Well, when I was in Afghanistan, they usually kept us outside these buildings, and the other government agency guys, probably like DEA, CIA and all that, they would go into these kind of rooms like that, exactly, and they would be torturing people from in there. Horrible scream to hear a grown person like that being tortured.
And you're watching as this opium is being grown. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives.
Captain America is a fugitive from S.H.I.E.L.D.
With all due respect, if S.H.I.E.L.D. is conducting a manhunt for Captain America, we deserve to know why.
You have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
This is only going to get worse once it starts. And again, there's no veterans doing anything right now. No IEDs. They are literally getting the police to pick a fight with veterans.
You are standing in my brain.
How did you get here?
Inside of them.
This operation, Paperclip, after World War II, S.H.I.E.L.D. recruited German scientists with strategic value.
Thought I could help their cause.
Operation Paperclip explores the secret military program that hired scientists who used slave labor to build the V-2 rocket, and others who used concentration camp victims for human experiments.
The responsibility for the staggering loss of life and property is uniformly placed on Hitler and the Nazis, but excluded from the official history is the fact that Hitler and the National Socialists would not have risen to power without the help of international bankers and American and German corporations.
She's disabling security protocols and dumping all the secrets onto the internet.
Including Hydra's.
And S.H.I.E.L.D.'s.
What about Bradley Manning? Yeah. What about Bradley Manning?
What about all the people that he betrayed? Look at all the people he betrayed.
I think the revelations are terrible because they were revealed. What's his name?
Snowden.
Yeah, Snowden. I think he's a traitor.
What about the others? Are you planning a rescue mission?
You think about what is going on with the Veterans Administration, the hospital, and the fact that we have veterans that are dying because they're on a wait list. You talk about Sergeant Tamarisi and his situation.
Are you fucking enough, guys? Personal!
Something that I've been upset about and raising Cain about, so I'm going to ask you about it. And that's this right-wing extremism report that was mailed out to all law enforcement officials in the United States.
I've apologized for that report. It was not authorized to be distributed.
This is the freedom. This is fear.
S.H.I.E.L.D. takes the world as it is, not as we'd like it to be. It's getting damn near past time for you to get with that program, Captain.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
And we are well into the third hour of worldwide broadcast. I can almost not continue the show at this point. I can eat habanero peppers raw. I can drink Tabasco sauce and jalapenos. I've been eating those since I was a kid. But I just ate a jalapeno. I just eat them raw that had the magic touch or got mixed with some other type of pepper that can happen. My mouth is fire breathing right now. I think I've gone through 3 glasses of water. Oh, man. That's why I ran that long intro there, was so that I could try to get my composure back. It's got to be good for you, though. I want to go to your phone calls. We have an Ebola expert doctor on as well. But right now, I want to announce the winner of the Obama Ebola contest. Everyone who entered is a winner. This was done so that we could expose that there is a stand-down going on with the Ebola response in this country, and clearly, Forbes has now confirmed this, they are covering up what appears to be other Ebola cases in the country, and it shows the amazing amount of control they've got over the media that we've been reporting this for weeks. Forbes reported it 3 days ago. DrudgeReport.com linked to our article about this yesterday. Good job, Drudge. Thank you for being sane. Anyone with half a brain, if you've got medical doctors on this show and other medical doctors we've talked to, naming hospitals where people that appear to have Ebola are being disappeared in vans with people in spacesuits, that's illegal. sure, quarantine them, but let us know. Don't lie about it. And we know the disappearances are happening. We don't know they have Ebola. And then Forbes, writer, who's a pharmacologist, is at the meeting with the AP and everybody, and they all talk in front of him and go, yeah, we've all agreed with the government not to tell folks about new Ebola cases. That is huge news. Even if Ebola is not a threat, which I think it is, the level of control is simply amazing. And so I want to go through the first three runners-up. They will get a big InfoWars grab bag of T-shirts, InfoWarsLife.com, supplements, and more. 6, 5, and 4, the runners-up, will all get that. But the real win is just exposing tyranny and exposing the Ebola non-response. And then we'll go in order. The third-place winner who gets $500 and a grab bag, the second-place winner that gets $2,000 and a grab bag, and the first-place winner who gets $5,000. And that's just to make it fun. The very successful contest all over national TV, local TV, newspapers reported on many of these winners. They're all amazing folks, but the big thing is they got off the bench and got in the game. So we salute everyone that entered the contest. We will post the top six runners-up to InfoWars.com along with the top three winners. But without further ado, let's go to the audio and video of number six. Number six, the first runner-up here in the contest of the Ebola contest winners. Ebola Goes Digital by Mad Unicorn Games.
Hello, America. I'm Moses. This is Noah.
And we're Mad Unicorn Games.
And we want to let you know that in our game, Radical Heroes Crimson City Crisis, we've retrofitted it to have InfoWars and Ebola posters and banners. So tell me again, Noah, what can we do as Americans to stand up against the globalist agenda?
InfoWars.com. Support them.
All right, that's the first runner-up. Next runner-up, number five, Ebola Visits Skull and Bones by As Knowledge.
The
great job.
The speaking out, calling for more to be done to stop Ebola at its point of origin.
Here's the hard truth. In West Africa, Ebola is now an epidemic of the likes that we have not seen before. It's spiraling out of control. It is getting worse. It's spreading
faster and exponentially.
Today, thousands of people in West Africa are infected. That number could rapidly grow to tens of thousands. And if the...
All right, number four, Spreading Liberty in the Den of Criminals by Mona Hine. Great job.
Got little posters or whatever like that, and I'm going to put it all over town. I'm going to be in D.C., out of D.C., around D.C., and I want everybody to see this. It says, Ebola, Obama, hot flights from the hot zone now. Tyranny is the disease. Help expose it. Yes, secure the borders and get the word out there and watch your girl go, because I'm on a mission right now. Because at the end of the day, if anything falls, if everything goes down the hole, at least I can say, I fought for the good cause, and I am the resistance.
Number three. This is third place. The Truth is Viral by John Anonymous. Posted posters everywhere. The Truth is Viral is third place. Number two, second place, Obama Spreads Ebola Awareness in Chicagoland. It's got a lot of attention. Well, you win $2,000. Will you really got the national attention for this? And first place, $5,000, going postal. You've Got Ebola Mail by C-Fig.
Good morning. It's about 10 after 10 a.m., October 24th, 2014, and I am in my mail truck, and I'm about to start delivering. Here are all the stacks of the Obama flyers that I made. I made 550 of them to cover the entire route.
The which is the mail lady, the mail woman, delivering flyers. But she paid for it herself, so it's legal. She's got a right to use the mail like anybody else does. She wins $5,000. And again, these videos are all on InfoWars.com. Congratulations to all who participated. Great job. Round of applause to everybody. And, you know, I like this contest because we did it in a month. We had a quick turnaround, and I was only a week late, or a little less than a week late, in making the announcement. Sometimes I'm like 2 months late on that $100,000 contest because there were like 600 videos, and most of them were really good, and I just couldn't decide the winner. Now, the crew pretty much unanimously agreed that Going Postal was the winner. I couldn't decide. I thought it was either first or second place, I'll be honest. So I said, put a poll up and see what the listeners think at InfoWars.com. And we sent an email out with a poll as well. And both on the website and in the email poll, which video do you think should win? Going Postal, 28%. Obama spreads Ebola awareness, 27%. Truth is Viral, 19%. Spreading Liberty in the Den of Criminals, 12%. Ebola Visits Skull and Bones, 9%. Ebola Goes Digital, 5%. So the votes, at least in the first three winning places, were right in line with us. So we picked the winners, but sometimes we crowdsource when we can't decide. So everybody pretty much picked those winners. We spent $7,500 to get massive, probably $500,000 worth of promotion to InfoWars.com. The people that all do it get promotion on their own websites. But most importantly, it's about promoting liberty and truth and the people getting involved and taking action. So wonderful job. Everybody that entered the contest, a big winner. And, you know, I had a surplus of like $100,000 a few years ago because we try to make more money to put it back into the operation. That's why we've grown. That's our main goal. And so I said, we'll have a $100,000 contest. And that was really a doozy. But quite frankly, $7,000 contest isn't successful. We don't have the budget for that right now. People have been asking, when is there going to be another $100,000 contest? Probably never, just because I don't want to try to run this operation, just try to raise that type of capital. I want to just get it up to a certain point, get three or four more reporters, a couple more camera people, a few more writers, and kind of stay at that level, just because I can't manage it. I'm trying to develop a system where we can do that, and then people that enter contest can end up being auxiliary reporters who I'd like to pay. But, again, it becomes a whole chicken or the egg thing where I can't spend all my time and energy just raising money and then managing people to try to have reporters on the ground. What we need is folks just to go out and be reporters, citizen journalists, follow your reports to YouTube, authorize us to use the clips in all or a portion of, so that we can then all synergistically with human intelligence, crowdsourced, overthrow the dinosaur media, what's left of it. And that is certainly beginning to happen. I don't mean to sycophantically quote Matt Drudge so much. Just the things he said 15 years ago, 10 years ago, a year ago are so true, so short and succinct. You, as a blogger or a person with a camera and a Facebook or a Twitter or a YouTube channel or a local radio show, are just as important as the New York Times. In fact, we know they get caught lying all the time, so you're more important than them. And now what you report can instantly be picked up by others. And so get out there and kick some New World Order tail. But that means when you see a citizen helping an old lady, not just a cop, might be a cop, show that. Or when you see cops doing something bad, show it. When a cop walks up to Joe Biggs for no reason and says, I will effing kill you, and points a shotgun at him because Joe's there with a camera filming stuff, that cop got relieved. I think he's getting fired. That's good. You don't need a hothead crazy person, in my opinion, in the police department acting like that. That is momentary insanity, in my view, and needs to be psychologically evaluated. Do I want to get a cop fired? No, but do I want my reporter dead, can survive Afghanistan and Iraq, getting blown up repeatedly, but can't survive Ferguson? I had to pull my reporters out. The cops were acting so bad. And by the way, a lot of the protesters were acting bad, too. That was what was sick. We had protesters doing stuff to us, cops doing stuff to us. It was a shameful situation. And the cops were acting like that because they couldn't release the investigation information yet, which I disagree with. And it turned out the cops told the truth about what happened. Ferguson, they're saying when the word comes out, of course, on whether they're going to indict the police officer or not, that St. Louis, not just Ferguson, may burn. I know this. Nobody better come around my house trying to burn something during a... I mean, burning down houses or businesses doesn't do anything for a youth that's been shot. It's just a disgusting situation. Yeah, L.A. riots with Rodney King is what should be expected to happen in Ferguson. Evidence and justice, irrelevant and politically charged case. Infowars.com. A law professor in Indiana is predicting a repeat of the Rodney King riots that wrecked Los Angeles if Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson is not brought up on charges. But if he was attacked and charged by someone obviously on something, and that most witnesses, including black witnesses, said that, and now it's come out in court, I mean, do we just lynch the cop just so people don't burn stuff down? It's a mess. And when the economy unravels, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get to that now and then to your calls and a guest that's coming up. Katie Barr, The Door. And I mentioned economist Martin Armstrong in the last hour, article on Infowars.com. Financial collapse will cause civil unrest, revolution, civil war, whatever you want to call it. This is being organized. And all of us are going to lose our standard of living and our freedom in this. I don't care if you're a black man, a white man, a Hispanic woman, an Asian woman, an American Indian, a Native American, a firefighter, a school teacher. This New World Order is bad for freedom, bad for business, bad for life. And it is organizing a worldwide collapse that it's going to roll the police state out as the solution of the collapse that they pull the trigger on. So the reason I keep harping on this is the plan is clear in the movies, the TV, the preparation, the actual training, the secret documents we've gotten and made national news with. I say that because I say secret documents and I see on the YouTube. Where are they? Show them to us. New York Times, Washington Post had to report on it. We broke the MIAC. We broke the Homeland Security documents. We were given all of them. Go look it up before you say I'm making something up. I have to sit here and source cite, just to counter people to say I'm lying. Sometimes I think I shouldn't even do that. Because it just takes up all the time. If I've already sourced something 100 times before, maybe I just shouldn't every time come back with it. The number one enemy is gun owners, returning veterans, Christians, conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists. In all the government reports, I played a clip of Napolitano apologizing for it earlier. At 10 after the clip played. That's where she said it. That cue it up again. And that Captain America intro. Because I still go on other shows and they go, you claim the government's training to take on veterans. I don't claim jack squat. Don't make it about me. Face what's in the documents. Face what's in the training. They don't train to fight Al-Qaeda. They train to fight gun owners in a civil war. That's the battle plan. And how will they launch it? They'll blow stuff up. It's even come out in Democrat memos. It's even been on Fox News. They're going to blow up stuff and blame it on us. And you know who they're going to blame. Who do they blame every time? Talk radio. And who's at the top of the list? Alex Jones. With Oklahoma City, that was as funny as a $3 bill. Who'd they blame? Who'd they blame? Rush Limbaugh. Within 25 minutes, Bill Clinton came out and said Rush Limbaugh's fault. What did Rush Limbaugh have to do with Tim McVeigh, with a bunch of other people in a government operation blowing that building up? I've interviewed the police who were there. And who saw the feds. And the feds came in their office and said, I'm going to kill you and your wife if you don't shut up. And they did kill cop of the year who wouldn't shut up. I've had cops on this show like Don Browning, who's a highly decorated Marine in Vietnam, head of the K-9 unit. And when I said, go ahead and say the names who threatened you, he turned white on air, gutted up, stuck his chest out, and said the guy's name. And you know, say, I mean, do you understand the world we actually live in here? Do you understand how real this is? Do you understand they could come after me at any time? Do you understand? And the fact that we're on air shows there is still a lot of freedom out here. Oh yeah, here's Napolitano. We'll go to break. Here it is.
About, so I'm going to ask you about it. And that's this right-wing extremism report that was mailed out to all law enforcement officials in the United States.
I've apologized for that report. It was not authorized to be distributed.
This isn't freedom. This is fear.
SHIELD takes the world as it is, not as we'd like it.
And again, we know the names of who planted the bombs. We have the hotel receipts. We have the witnesses that saw them planting the explosives. We got news.
We're on the march.
Bombs out.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
From the water table, to our soils, to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m., Lord willing. We don't take that for granted. The Force Awakens, we like to hijack big industry entertainment memes with parallels to the real world. In the last 5 minutes of the broadcast today, we'll premiere a piece that Rob Dew was going to do for the Nightly News. I saw it and thought it was so good. Let's just air it here on the radio show. Not that the bad stuff's on the Nightly News. Quite frankly, the Nightly News for 30 minutes of broadcast is much better than my radio show, in my humble opinion, because it's so concentrated and so well done. But I tend to hijack stuff from the Nightly News before it airs and play it here, which was my plan all along. So that's coming up in the final segment. Star Wars. The new episode has a title, The Force Awakens. We'll give you a sneak peek of that coming up. Sneak peek on The Force Awakens. So that is coming up. And we'll probably get this fella back on with us again for a full hour. Because after I began to research him, it's just really amazing. We hear about all these treatments for things like Ebola. Is it colloidal silver? Is it ozone therapy? Is it going in a barometric chamber? I thought, why not get a renowned emergency medicine MD, board certified, officially known as the father of medical freedom for spearheading the first state protection for alternative unconventional medicine in Alaska in 1990 that spread around the rest of the country. It's drrowanmd.com or docrowan.com. He joins us. He's been to Africa dealing with Ebola recently. He's working with their governments there in alternative treatments, and I've seen news reports where their Africans are saying it's been working. Doctor, thanks for coming on with us. Tell us where you've been in Africa, what your view overall on the Ebola situation is, and what you think of the response has been like. And then let's talk about what you've been able to do with ozone.
Well, I've been thank you, Alex. It's an honor to be with you. I've been working with ozone therapy since 1986, longer than any other living person in North America. I got the idea to go to North Africa or West Africa several months ago when this thing really got hot, because ozone is probably the most ideal treatment there is for this. I was just listening to your commercials before you brought me on, and you talked about certain types of oxygen therapy and longevity therapies, etc. Suppose you had a therapy that was absolutely dirt cheap, that could be done for less than a dollar per treatment, and has the following four parameters. One, it improves the rheologic properties of blood flow. That means blood flows better. Two, it releases more oxygen from the red cells, and it helps the mitochondria burn that oxygen to make energy. Three, it modulates the immune system, meaning if the immune system is way up here, like it is with Ebola, when you get at the end stage, you get what's called a cytokine storm. That's collateral damage. Your immune system comes out with all of its bullets and artillery, firing it at everything, and it gets you. But ozone modulates that process and brings it down. Ozone, if your immune system is down here, will bring it back up to where it should be.
So it dials back the hemorrhagic response?
It should. And then the final thing is, ozone is directly viral inactivating by biochemical processes. Viruses are inactivated by heat, by ultraviolet, and by oxidation. And ozone is the ultimate oxidant, and it's non-toxic. So it should totally knock out the Ebola virus instantly. Now, we went over there to teach doctors how to do it, and we taught a lot. We turned heads in the medical community. Doctors, their biggest doctors came to our lectures and learned how to do this, and some of them came highly skeptical and left absolutely blown away.
I know this just reading the news. The Queen of England and the Queen Mother, who lived over 100, are obsessed with barometric chambers, ozone treatment, you name it. And I was talking to a doctor that runs one of the most elite clinics in Austin for the rich people, and he said that's what they're all doing is running their blood, even when they're healthy, through ozone systems, yes, through machines that use ultraviolet light. So this is actually known. I mean, I understand you're a pioneer of it. I'm just surprised that it's not more widespread.
Well, let's look at what happened in Sierra Leone, and then you won't be surprised. Of all the people who didn't come to our... By the way, we were invited by the president of Sierra Leone, and we met twice with him. And we also met with his key advisor. Now, the only people who didn't come to our lectures who should have were the Minister of Health and the Deputy Minister of Health and those who were making over $100,000 a year administering their Ebola program. Mind you, in a poor country like Sierra Leone, those people are making more than I do on a yearly basis for administering their Ebola program. They didn't come to the lectures. Now, what does that tell you? And then, at the last minute, when the treatment was in the Ebola Center, we went to the Ebola Center. The machine was there. The staff lined up. They were skeptical at first, but the staff at the Ebola Center, by the way, I didn't treat Ebola, so people don't have to worry. I wasn't face-to-face with an Ebola patient. I was there treating staff. not treating, instructing. the staff jockeyed, they vied, they competed to get treatments to protect themselves. But a call came in while we were there from the Deputy Minister of Health, and then a second call came in from the Minister of Health telling the military major who was in charge of the government facility, quote, if you value your job, there will be no ozone treatments at the facility, end quote.
Unbelievable. And by the way, you're under quarantine right now, self-quarantine, correct?
Yes, it's modified. They're not upset if I go outside, but I have to monitor my temperature every day, a couple times a day. If I go out, I have to do it before and after. I have no quarrel with this. It's the proper thing to do, and I'm not seeing patients at the present time, because what patient would want to come in and see me during this time? But my quarantine is over next week.
How long have you been back from Africa?
2 weeks.
So, yeah, I mean, that's just another week, and you're done then.
Yes.
What do you think of this doctor? I know you don't like to throw stones, but this doctor in New York that had a fever, had come back and went to bowling alleys, on the subway, to restaurants, and then the police said he lied and said he hadn't gone outside, but they got his credit card receipts.
You're right. I don't like to throw stones. I'm trying to be very let's talk about what I'm doing.
Yeah, let's talk about what you're doing, because I don't like overall the Obama response I've seen. Alternative treatments are being shut down in Africa, we've read. I mean, is that an accurate statement?
Yes. I mean, we brought a treatment that is absolutely safe. It's published in the world literature that it's absolutely safe. It is extraordinarily effective at infectious disease, at modulating the immune system. This was published in peer-reviewed journals. There's absolutely no question about it.
How is this particular therapy delivered?
The therapy we went to teach is real simple. You take some oxygen ozone gas. The gas, I mean, it's not air, Alex. Air is 80% nitrogen. Do you understand the difference?
Yes.
This is 100% oxygen, of which 4% of it is ozone. And it's about maybe this. You start with maybe 20 cc's, and then each treatment you take a little bit more. It's oxygen. It's metabolically active. It's consumed. So it's not like shooting air or nitrogen into you.
No, I understand, because all the elites, as you know, for years are obsessed with this and get the treatments. And again, explain how it's different than air. And why it's then safe to be shot right into the veins.
Well, first of all, for Ebola, you don't want medical waste. The only waste here, the only thing that's contaminated, is the butterfly needle that goes in your vein here. That's all. It's just a very tiny 27-gauge butterfly, and then there's a syringe about this big. Well, the syringe doesn't touch the blood. The needle does. So that's disposable, and that costs, what, 30 cents, 40 cents?
Well, let me ask you this. Why are the elites so obsessed with this? If they don't have Ebola, why are they constantly getting it, and why are people always telling me to get it? I know medical doctors that say, come in, I'll give you a treatment. They're getting rich off of it right now. I mean, I'm sure you know, as one of the leading guys in this, this is really hot.
I teach this. I'm the oxidation chair of the American College for Advancement in Medicine, and I'm chairing the workshop next week. I've been doing this for years. I think ozone is the ultimate anti-aging treatment that there is. Why? Because we know for sure, ozone stimulates the production of superoxide dismutase, SOD. And SOD is a part and parcel of the activity of an enzyme called telomerase. Telomerase is what nourishes the end cap of your chromosomes. The better your telomerase, the better your telomere, the healthier your DNA, and the longer you live. My telomeres at age 60, I'm older than that now, were the average length of a 35-year-old.
How old are you? Because you look like you're like 55.
I love you, Alex. Thank you.
No, I'm not kidding. I mean, you look, if I was right on the street, I'd say that guy's 55.
I'll be 65 in a week.
Wow. Wow. So I mean, reading the literature, we got to have you back for a full hour soon. You pioneered this, and I'm not kidding. I know national radio hosts that get these every week, two of them. I know a bunch of really successful, I mean, really rich people, billionaires, that get it every month or so. And then all these other people are into it. All these exercise enthusiasts are into it. But then almost everybody else I talk to has never heard of it, and they go, oh, yeah. I mean, and I haven't done it yet. I'm intending to do it. They go, I'll never inject air into my veins. That'll kill you. They just don't understand.
Well, first of all, to understand why it's not out there, follow the money trail. How much money is it to inject 20 cc's, 30 cc's of oxygen gas? It ain't much. Even if you do it the way I've been doing it for years, which is major autohemotherapy, where you take blood out, add the ozone oxygen gas, and put it back in, no drug company is going to make billions of dollars on this because you can't patent it. Ozone therapy has been around since 1920, for God's sake. It was even used in the First World War by Germans.
Well, I know. You can look it up that the royal family is obsessed with it. I mean, they're not stupid.
And look at their health. They're really quite in good health. They also do homeopathy, too.
And then they have people making fun of that and misrepresenting it constantly. It's just incredible. Wow. Well, tell us about your website. Tell us about where this is going. I know you're trying to get more attention to this. And I know that some of the presidents over in Africa are obviously wanting for themselves and their families. I don't think they're going to be able to hide something this powerful, Doctor.
Well, first of all, I've posted our story on my Facebook page. There's a public page. Anybody can go to it, Dr. Robert J. Rowan. So you can go there and read my postings. I have an incredible YouTube channel with well over 100 patients, and many of them before and after treatments, some of them crippled when they walked in the door, and they're dancing out, swinging their hips afterwards. That YouTube channel is youtube.com/user/ Robert Rowen, M.D., R-O-W-E-N is my name. You can find that easy. There's a lot of videos of me on YouTube, but you want to go to the channel to see the patients. And I even have patients that we, doctors from Sierra Leone that we recorded both before and after. And you need to look at the expression on their face. You'll see things you just wouldn't believe if you didn't see it. And by the way, the day after the government shut down our attempt to use ozone on Ebola patients there, the foreign minister called my physician host, who was trying to get this through, and he wanted ozone treatment for his mother and his family because she was in an Ebola area. Isn't that interesting?
So they'll shut it down for everybody, but they still want it for themselves. Well, look, I'll be honest. I've been hearing about these ozone injections and these treatments they do, taking the blood out. There's other systems for years, but now it is all the rage. And I've seen people I know that are like 65 years old that are already, one of them is a well-known sports champion that I'm friends with, and he just looks so much younger from the ozone treatments, and it's amazing. I think I'm going to do it, but I'll probably consult with you, doctor, about where I should go and what the best treatment would be, because I know you're one of the grand poobahs of it. I hope you can come back in the next few weeks for a full hour to really, you know, send us the points you want to go over, play some clips of your videos, and do a special hour on this, because alternative medicine has been proven to be so effective. It's just a gift that you and others are helping promote out to the world. So we salute what you're doing. But it's so simple. We operate off oxygen. So supercharged oxygen with ozone just does amazing things inside the body. And I've also read from the scientists, the mainline literature, that oxygen levels are low in the planet's history right now as well, correct?
Yeah, actually our oxygen levels are probably getting lower as we're destroying more of the plant life that puts oxygen out.
Sure, yeah.
But the most important thing to your body above everything is oxygen. And it's a long way from oxygen out here to oxygen in the tip of your finger inside the inside your body. It's a long route. And ozone is incredible at helping that process out. Oxygen is the fundamental of life for us. And all healing is dependent upon oxygen.
No kidding. You don't have it, you die. Okay, well, promise you'll come back for a full hour, Dr. Robert Rowan, M.D., drrowanmd.com, docrowan.com. We're going to tweet, again, the link out to your YouTube page. Just amazing information. Thank you for spending time with us, and good job to Nico Acosta for getting you on.
Thank you so much, Alex.
One final question I forgot to ask before you go. So just to be clear, I saw it in the news. You're there. The doctors are loving it. And then they ban the treatment in the country. And I mean, that's just amazing.
The The doctors loved it. It was the Ministry of Health that axed it, and this is just an opinion now. It's my personal opinion. I believe they're more interested in getting the millions and millions of dollars coming in to dig graves and to incinerate the bodies than they are in trying something that has been proven safe to actually save the life. We wanted to put the grave diggers out of business, not get more money in for grave digging.
All right. Well, God bless you. It makes a lot of sense. We need oxygen. Wow. What a thought. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to say that divers underwater need it. That's why they call us conspiracy theorists. Before we go back to break and come back with this amazing piece Rob Dude put together, Oxy Powder. They tried to get me on this for 2 years. It's another special form of oxygen. This is all, you know, patented, certified, proprietary by Dr. Grubb. He's had it for more than a decade out. I finally took it. Rob Dew lost 12 pounds in 1 week of matter inside of him. It does it painlessly, effortlessly, for me especially. Just it all comes out of there. All that extra waste that's in there. And you take 5 to 7 pills a day for a week for a cleanse. Only use about a third of the bottle, myself and Dew. And it's just simply amazing. Oxy Powder from Global Healing Center. Available discounted exclusively, that discount, to InfoWarsLife.com visitors. You can get the Survival Shield X2 and all the other amazing products at InfoWarsLife.com. We're only running this special till next week because Survival Shield's about to sell out. 10% off Survival Shield. I'm still keeping the special. When you get it as part of the Biodefense Pack with Lung Cleanse for 10% off InfoWarsLife.com. Or until it sells out. It may be sooner than next week. Then we'll just have the regular Survival Shield, Nation Iodine, until we get more in. And we're selling out of DNA Force. I want to thank you all for your support. You help fund the InfoWar, but these really are revolutionary products. But find out more about oxygen in your gut, Oxy Powder, revolutionary, changed my life, InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be back with the Rob Dew Special.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117. Or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Well, I could stand in line for this. Rob Dews sneak peek at Star Wars The Force Awakens by Disney. You know it's going to be cheesy.
In case you're wondering, the new title for Star Wars Episode 7 was just released, and it's going to be called The Force Awakens. Interesting title. And we'll see if that still plays out. In the past, there have been title changes at the last minute. Return of the Jedi was going to be called Revenge of the Jedi. And now we all hope that J.J. Abrams can succeed where the prequel failed. And that's to create a movie with credible acting and not rely on cartoon characters to appeal to that elusive 2 to 6-year-old demographic.
What's this?
A local.
But where the prequel did go right is by illustrating the false flag operation and the Hegelian dialectic.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire! For a safe and secure society!
Emperor Palpatine, or the Emperor as he is referred to by the time he was thrown down a reactor shaft, started off as a mild-mannered senator from Naboo. He then hatched a multi-decade plan using many different alien races as his useful ID-10Ts. That's idiots for all you out there who don't speak nerd.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
He secretly initiates the creation of 2 armies, manages to get elected chancellor under the guise of a humanitarian crisis.
My first act with this new authority, I will create a grand army of the Republic. To counter the increasing threats of the deputies.
Then starts a war where both sides of the conflict have unlimited budgets to fight a war on hundreds of battlefronts, thereby draining the resources of all sides, and doing this under the nose of the Jedi, who just can't seem to realize that the guy walking and talking with them is a Sith Lord.
The dark side clouds everything.
The Emperor even manages to off all of his commanders and convinces his new apprentice, Darth Badacting, to kill all the remaining leaders of his confederacy, so he is then the only person with total knowledge of his master plan.
He will take care of you.
Lord Sidious, promise those things. The only one.
Look up the Knight of the Long Knives if you want a historical example for that one. Fast forward 18 years, the Supreme Chancellor disbands his dysfunctional government in favor of a dictatorship.
I have just received word that the Emperor has dissolved the Council permanently.
Thus completing a galaxy-wide false flag which started off as a seemingly small planetary trade blockade on his home planet. So by playing off all sides against each other and creating a crisis, which is the Confederacy with a giant drone army, he is able to pull off the Hegelian dialectic by providing his own convenient clone army which he started creating years ago. Emperor Palpatine is the perfect technocrat dictator.
It's treason, then.
So while there remains to be seen out there what will be seen in Episode 7, whether it's Chrome Stormtroopers, the Inquisitor, or Chewbacca with a bionic hand, it will be interesting to see if J.J. Abrams can harness the archetypes and historical references that George Lucas used all so well. The fact that he is now under the Disney umbrella probably means anything meaningful won't be seen in this film. And it'll be a lot of flash and a lot of lens flares, that I can almost assure you.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
But I do have a new hope that he will do a better job than George Lucas in creating a stylistic masterpiece. And if you would like a complete history of false flags, pick up a copy of Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terrorism, at the InfoWars store, or you can watch it free on YouTube. Please write in the comments below which, in your mind, is the biggest false flag that we've seen since 1977, which is the year Star Wars premiered. This has been Rob Dew with InfoWars.com, and may the Force be with you.
Well done, Lord Dew. That's it for this transmission. Great job, folks. See you Sunday.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.